With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates-Carney. Montana Republicans voted last night to nominate Greg Gianforte as their party's candidate to run in the special election for the U.S. House. The software entrepreneur from Bozeman will face Democratic musician Rob Quist in the election this May.
The Republican Party is on the move, and we're going to bring our conservative values to return liberty and freedom back to Montanans in this country, and we will make America great again.
Gianforte, who narrowly lost a bid to become Montana's governor last November, beat out six other Republican hopefuls vying for the party's nomination for the U.S. House. Heading into the nomination convention in Helena Monday night, Republican State Senator Ed Buttrey from Great Falls pitched himself as the most qualified and electable candidate, challenging Gianforte's ability to win the support of moderate voters. Buttrey delivered his argument, while the nomination hopefuls gave five-minute stump speeches to the more than 200 voting Republican Party delegates.
Why did Donald Trump and Ryan Zinke have so much success in the November election? I think it's about electability. Both of these great men not only carried the Republican Party, but they won the hearts and votes of the independents and many from the other party. This is a great phenomenon, and one that if we can replicate, will ensure us of our second congressional victory in just the span of a few months, and we will do just that.
In his speech, Greg Gianforte focused on touting support for policies outlined by President Donald Trump, destroying ISIS, strengthening the military, stopping bad trade deals, and repealing the Affordable Care Act. Last week, Gianforte said he'd already received enough commitments from delegates to be the party's nominee. And in his speech Monday night, even before officially being selected, he started attacking Democrat Rob Quist, who rose to Montana fame as part of the Mission Mountain Wood Band.
We don't need to send Nancy Pelosi, a court musician who wants to socialize medicine.
Before the Republican delegates voted on who should represent them in Washington, D.C., members of the GOP passed between small meeting rooms in the Helena Hotel, speaking with candidates and learning about their agendas. Ron Johnson from Dillon stood chatting in Gianforte's room, wearing a brown leather vest and a Make America Great Again cap. He says he trusts Gianforte's experience as a businessman to help improve the state's economy and bring jobs to the state. Johnson says over the last year, people around Montana have learned the name Gianforte, and that will help him beat songwriter Rob Quist.
I don't know that much about him, Rod Quist, but I do know a lot about Greg. People recognize him. And so, you know, I think that it's going to be a race. But again, we have to look at the economy of Montana, and we need to concentrate on what it's going to take and what kind of an individual it's going to take to help us.
It only took one round of voting for Gianforte to win the support of a majority of GOP delegate votes. Gianforte, like Democrat Rob Quist, is a political outsider who has never held public office. After securing his party's nomination, Gianforte said his own name recognition from the work he put into last year's gubernatorial election will help him win the special election on May 25th. He also says he has a political message that will resonate with Montana voters.
This is about draining the swamp in Washington, D.C. and preserving Montana's way of life. My opponent on the Democrat side is arguing for sanctuary cities, a gun registry for gun owners, and he's also on record saying that socialism would be approved by everyone if it just had a better name.
The Montana Democratic Party was quick to criticize the GOP nominee, releasing a statement calling Gianforte out of touch with state values. Out of touch is the same phrase Republicans are using to characterize Rob Quist. The Democratic Party's executive director said Gianforte is running for the state's vacant U.S. House seat as a consolation prize for losing the governor's race. Monday morning, a conservative super PAC called the Congressional Leadership Fund announced a $700,000 ad campaign attacking Democratic candidate Rob Quist. National and statewide efforts to place Republican Greg Gianforte or Democrat Rob Quist in the seat as Montana's lone representative in the U.S. House will now start picking up pace until the special election on May 25th. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.